wise, rational minds. We know it's not wise to fly into a rage over small annoyances. We know demonizing entire groups of strangers is a cheap mental shortcut. Yet, in the heat of the moment, it's all too easy to slip back into hair-trigger reactivity. To be clear, this isn't about insulting actual monkeys, who are quite adorable and probably cooler than most of us. Nor is it about shaming our own human instincts, which evolved for a good reason. It is about calling out the times we let that primal firmware run the show, leading us to sabotage our own happiness, relationships, or personal growth. The Monkey Sphere, a quick peek. No introduction to stupid monkey behavior is complete without mentioning the Monkey Sphere, also known as Dunbar's Number. This concept comes from anthropologist Robin Dunbar, who studied the correlation between primate brain size and the social groups they form. For humans, the average comfortable network rests around 150. This means that your brain is really good at remembering about 150 people as actual human beings, with their own hopes, dreams, favorite pizza toppings, and annoying catchphrases. Once we exceed that threshold, our mental software struggles. Why does that matter? Because we live in a world with not just 150 people, but billions. Our primal instincts don't know how to handle that many real persons. So we start lumping people into anonymous herds, faceless crowds we barely empathize with. That's fine until the herd in question is your fellow drivers on the highway or the entire Twitterverse. Suddenly, we're more than happy to blow up on them, blame them, call them names, or treat them as nothing more than obstacles in our path. If someone is outside our mental circle of empathy, we can easily dismiss them, or worse, villainize them. Monkeys on social media. We've all been there. You open social media for a moment of pleasant distraction, only to encounter a political rant from your high school acquaintance or a bizarre conspiracy theory from your neighbor's cousin. Cue the rising blood pressure and the unstoppable need to respond, probably in a less than kind manner. The stupid monkey brain sees a group of strangers or semi-strangers ganging up, or at least saying something we disagree with, and reverts to tribal mentality. We hurl digital bananas, also known as insults or snarky memes, at the enemy, because our primal brain can't fathom the nuance of these hundreds, thousands, or millions of distinct individuals. The result is a daily spectacle of brandished digital pitchforks and social media dogpiles. This is the monkey brain at scale. Except now, each furious screech is amplified by thousands of retweets. The problem is that it's exhausting, it rarely changes hearts or minds, and it leaves us drained of empathy. Why bother upgrading? You might think, so what? I'm just a hairless ape who occasionally yells in traffic. Big deal. Well, it is a big deal if you care about your relationships, your mental well-being, or even your basic daily satisfaction. Constantly operating in stupid monkey mode means 1. Chronic stress. Overblown outrage is physically and emotionally draining. Cortisol spikes, blood pressure rises, and you're left tense and anxious. 2. Damaged relationships. Friends, coworkers, and family get tired of the rage fests. If your meltdown is always waiting in the wings, you alienate the people you'd rather be close to. 3. Narrowed worldview. Slamming strangers into broad, dehumanized categories means you miss out on actual human connection. You might also skip valuable insights because you can't see beyond your primal, knee-jerk reaction. 4. Lack of personal growth.